Help her, God. Help her, God. Help her, God.
Father, I just thank you for Caitlin. I thank you right now, Father, that you're putting peace in her, Father. Father, that you're putting rest in her, Father. Father, let her know that you're with her, that you're always with her, Father. Father, that your peace that passes understanding, Father, that it overtake her, Father, and that she finds comfort in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How can we pray for you, Patty? I pray more for that than anything, anxiety and stress, yes, and depression over the last few years. Father, in Jesus' name, we just release your peace that passes understanding, your joy unspeakable and full of glory on Patty's life. Help her, Father, when these stressful situations come, just let it help her find peace in the storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're back? Your dad. Okay. Move right over here and we'll let Millie. Let's pray for her. Her dad. She wants prayer for her dad.
All right. Casey, right? Father, we pray for Sophie's dad, Casey. Father, we pray right now, Father, that you would send someone to minister to Casey that could reach out to him and touch him, Father. Father, that you would put inside him a desire to follow you and to serve you, Father, and to be a father to Sophie. Father, we pray for peace for Sophie concerning this, Father. She doesn't want her dad lost. She wants him to be saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name, amen. What can we pray?
Wisdom.
Choice-making wisdom?
Choice-making book.
Okay.
To remember things that I've learned. I want them to be able to
recall. Recall.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Now. Pray for her.
Father, we just pray right now for Angel, Father. Father, that you would renew her mind, Father.
Yes.
Father, that you would bring things to memory, Father, verses, scripture, Father. Father, things that she's heard and things that she knows, Father, deep in her spirit, Father, that it would bubble up inside of her, Father. Give her a hunger for your word, Father. Father, that you would open it up and reveal your word to her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get our sister here.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I want prayer for whatever this is on me, either depression or whatever it is. I want it off.
Look here. I've never heard so much prayer for anxiety, depression. Something happened when this COVID hit us, and it made the whole world relapse in certain things. If you're having a problem with that tonight and you want God to do something about it, I want you to stand up as we pray for Mary, everybody that's standing. Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and pray, Billy. Pray.
Father, right now, I know that yes. Even now, Mary is hurting. She's standing here and she's hurting.
Yes.
Father, I pray in her that she's standing in faith. Father, I pray right now that you tie, that you touch her, Father. Father, that your strength would come through her, Father. Father, that your healing power, Father, whatever it is, Father, you know everything that makes up Mary. You know what she needs and how she needs to be comforted, Father, and that you know that she needs strength, Father, that you give her peace, Father. She's sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we just rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, as your word says in Mark chapter 16, Mary, the word says, and God will shortly put Satan under your feet. Shortly, soon. I just believe that for you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, young lady.
Achy joints.
Yes, achy joints.
Yeah.
Father, this problem that my sister has, Father, it's an inflammation in her joints, Father. And we just speak to that right now. Father, I just pray right now that you touch every joint, Father, that you cause the swelling and the inflammation, Father, the irritation to leave her body in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Michael, put my first Bible verse up there. And we just believe that the whole service should be a prayer service. We're liable to stop at any time and just give somebody prayer. While we're sharing, if you just feel like you need prayer, just stand up. We'll pray for you. And we're going to start with this Bible verse here. So that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. Amen. And I want to just share with you, be familiar with the evil schemes of Satan. Be aware of what he's capable of and how he works. You know, when fighters, cage fighters, boxers, when they fight, if they have an opponent, they study that opponent. They'll watch his fights and they'll look up stats on him and everything else. And to get an advantage, I think we're just a little loud. Thank you, Michael. And so that's what we're sharing on tonight, to be familiar with the awful things that Satan wants to do to every one of us. And as I read the leaders in both the Old and the New Testament, I see where Satan attacked them. And so it's not shameful to be attacked by the devil. It's let's just get free and be free and talk about it regularly and stay free. Amen? All right, if you would turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. And this is in the New Living Translation. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. Just as Eve was. Well, how was she? You know, we see how Satan spoke to her, and not only her, but others in the Bible, and tormented her, and took and twisted things around. Now, here's in Matthew 4 and Luke 4, here's Jesus, and Satan takes him up to a high place of the temple and says, if you're really the Son of God, well, throw yourself off. And then he quotes Psalm 91, and he doesn't quote it right, speaking about the angels that will help you, and he won't let anything happen to you. And what Satan said was wrong. Whatever Satan says to you will be wrong. And so what you need to know, who's talking to you? Amen? Amen? And Jesus said, no. It is written, Satan, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. God doesn't have to prove anything. But God will be there when you need him. But he's not going to be a spectator sport. But I tell you, the false prophets, and we speak a verse or two about them tonight, they will be known for shenanigans like that, trying to show off signs and wonders, and they'll be lying signs and wonders. And we have to be aware of that. And what you want to do is you want to develop an understanding, a feeling for what is of God, and you want to develop an understanding when something's not from God. I've heard things in church that just was not from God. Just be quiet and just don't receive that. And then there's other things. Boy, I'll tell you what, when somebody's speaking God and preaching, it'll touch you right in your heart. If God gives you a word that's from the Lord, your heart will affirm that word. They very seldom do prophets or men or women of God tell you something that's not already happening in you. The way that those gifts work is they affirm what you already sense in your heart. You may sense something and not know what it is, but as soon as that prophet tells you, your heart goes, that's it. That's what God's been trying to say to me. And we have to learn the difference between the two. I'm preaching, be familiar with Satan's schemes that he tries to, and as it says in Ecclesiastes, I believe was written by Solomon, There's nothing new under the sun. There's absolutely, Satan has nothing new. But then in Isaiah 43, the Lord says, I've got a new thing I'm going to do. And I'm telling you, there are people in this room, God has a new thing, a good thing he wants to do for you, something new. He's found a place to pull you out of the agony. And as I shared with Mary, says in the book of Mark, Satan, God will shortly put Satan under your feet. And look for that time and that position to get over Satan and just keep him under your feet. He's under your feet. Amen? Be familiar with how Satan is trying to work in your life and people that you love. And give us 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 in the New Living Translation. It says this here, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but he's given us a spirit, the Holy Spirit, of power, love, and a sound mind or self-discipline. That's a good translation of it. But when there's a fearful spirit comes over you, don't ever think that somehow God has put that on you, because he hasn't. No, that's Satan. That's Satan trying to wear you down, trying to sucker punch you and where he can have his way with you even further. Don't let him do it. Take control of your life. Let us create man in our image and after our likeness, Genesis 1:26, and let man have dominion over everything on earth, over every angel, over every demon, over every animal, mankind, God. Behold what manner of love God has given us and how much authority and power God has given his creation, mankind. So don't you be fooled, because Romans 8:31 says this, and this is for everybody in this room. God is for you. And if God be for you, who can stand against you? I'm telling you, not the devil himself can. Always remember something about Satan. He's just part of creation, just like we are. Only he's the only one spoken of in the Word that we know where he's going. Nobody else is spoken of as being cast into the lake of fire by name, except for Satan. He's not going to get better. He's not going to repent. And Satan, as you read his conversations with God, he hates mankind as much as God loves mankind. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Satan hates mankind because God loves mankind. And you just stay close to God and never doubt God's integrity and love for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. I'm preaching, be familiar with Satan's. New Living Translation. And these are the words of Jesus Christ. And he says this, for you are the children of your father, the devil. And you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He's from the beginning. Everybody say from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Now you look in Genesis chapter 4. That's the first place that we see a murder in the Bible. Just four chapters into God's creation of mankind. And there was Satan causing Cain to hate his brother Abel. And Cain kills his brother. And you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth. And because there is no truth in him, when he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So part of the schemes of what the devil does to people is he's a liar and he's a murderer. He'll try to get that happening in your life. He'll try to get somebody to hate you enough to harm you. So we want to be careful with it. And you want to be careful with people You want to remember that if you're trying to get, if an argument is trying to happen between you and somebody else, the Bible says a soft answer turns away anger. A soft answer calms things down. And that's what we should seek. That's what we should be looking for. For every strategy of the devil, there's 10 or 20 Bible verses on how we can do better than allow Satan to get to us. Amen? All right. Let me have Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 16 in the King James Version of the Bible. Be familiar with Satan's schemes. Read the Bible, you'll see how he works. You can take your smartphone and say, give me Bible verses that reveal how Satan works in the lives of God's people. And you'll get more than you can handle. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Now I'm going to touch on it briefly, and you're going to have to study this out and understand this. And I'll elaborate after I read all these verses what I'm trying to say. She had an infirmity, a spirit of infirmity. Everybody say a spirit of infirmity. How many of you know a spirit of infirmity doesn't come from the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Comes from the devil. For 18 years, and this woman was bowed together. She was bowed down like this, and she could in no wise lift herself up. She had to walk like this. Have you seen people walk like this? I have. Bless their hearts. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity." And then he laid hands on her. See, we don't do anything here that's not in the Bible. And we have no fear. We will do everything that's in the Bible to minister to folks. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said unto her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." Then he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. She began to thank God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. See, the religious people, because that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "There are 6 days which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed. And not on the Sabbath day." See, that's wrong. That's wrong. You need to realize that. Jesus was saying by his actions and the words I'm about to read, that's wrong. Jesus wants to heal you any day that he can get a hold of you and get you healed.
Amen.
Jesus wants to bless you any day that he can get a hold of you and bless you. Jesus wants to deliver you any day that he can get a hold of you and deliver you and help you. That's why we had prayer at the beginning of this service, and we'll have prayer if anybody else wants to get, and we'll just stop and we'll pray. Because what we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that God is ready, willing, and able, and wants to bless you and show you his kindness. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, verse 14, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to be watered? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound?" Make no mistake. Now, let me finish reading this here. "Being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan is bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day." Now, I want to say something to you, and please hear everything that I say now. Some sickness is from the devil. Not all sickness. But some sickness is. Jesus just said that to us. Amen. How does that happen? How do you tell the difference? You need to find out. If something tries to come on you, you need to begin to pray. You need to ask God, where did this come from? What is it? What is this? Now, let me say it again so that you hear me. Some sickness is put on people by the devil. Now, the Bible says, give no place for the devil. Make no provision for your flesh. Give no place for the devil. So we learn how not to let the devil have them places in us. But sometimes natural things happen, or we do something wrong, we eat wrong, or we don't rest, or one thing or another, and you can get sick that way. There's a lot of ways to get sick, folks. And one of them is, and you must understand this, Satan can put things on you. But if Satan put it on you, God can take it off of you. Amen. I can tell you that. How? Just by it. How? Just like Jesus did it. It's the easiest thing to take care of. If it's of the devil, you can be free immediately from that. You can pray for yourself. You can just believe God. Find those promises in the Word of God. Pray them forth. Declare them over your body. That, bless God, I'm not going to be sick. I'm just not going to be sick. Some time ago, I don't remember how long ago, Millie had COVID. And I was in the truck with her. I said, now, Millie, don't worry about anything. I said, because I'm not going to be sick. I'm not going to get COVID just because you've got it. And I didn't mean nothing bad about my wife. I love my wife. And she's a mighty woman of God. And she's learning more and more every day. I just wanted every evil spirit to know that I'm just not going to be sick because somebody else is sick. I'm not going to be broke because somebody else is broke. I'm not going to have anxiety. I don't spend a lot of days in anxiety. I'm sorry, I just don't. You know, why would a guy walk with God since 1974 and be just as messed up as he was at the beginning? I'm not saying I'm not messed up. I'm saying I'm just not messed up like I was in the beginning. Amen? Okay, good. This is a good word. Be familiar with Satan's schemes, the things Satan's trying to do. And Matthew 24:24, the famous chapter of the Bible about end time events. And this is the words of Jesus right here. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, even if possible, even God's chosen ones. You have to watch what you see. You have to test the spirits and see if they're of God. Everybody has the ability to test the spirits. Everybody has the ability to be healed of God. Everybody has the ability, every believer has the ability to lay hands on people and see them healed and pray for people and they get healed. And regretfully, there are more and more people. It's a sign of the end of time is an increase of people that seem to, that are not of God, that seem to have power. Is it the same? No, it's different. It's different. And well, how is it different? Well, you just pray and keep alert. And I would tell you this here. I wouldn't let just anyone pray for you. If you are in a church and you know that church and you love that church and you know some of the people in that church, let them pray for you. But I wouldn't just let every Tom, Dick, and Harry pray for you. And you have to realize that. Don't let everybody pray for you. Don't let everybody or anybody pray for you. And the Bible teaches church leadership, don't lay hands on people suddenly. Don't just, what do I got to do to be a leader? What am I going to do? Well, first thing you're going to do is we're going to take some time. We're not in a hurry to do that here. You know why? Stick around. That causes problems. When you hurry up, like there's some great need. You know what? God doesn't have accidents, and God's not in need, okay? And if we're fine-tuned with what God is doing, we're not in need either. In this church, we have everything we need to do what we're doing and even more than what we're doing. I just want to say that. I want you to be totally assured of that. I see a couple people. They look like they're freezing. Are you guys cold? Are you cold, Barbara? Huh? If I get you another blanket, would that be enough? You got 6 or 7 of them right there? Okay. Can you make it a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you. Help her, Father, in Jesus' name. Tell me the number one thing that if God came to you and said, look, I want to bless you, what can I do for you tonight? What would it be? That is a very, very, very good. Father, you heard what this young lady said. Help her, Father. Help her. Help Barbara with this anxiety and these terrible things that try to come on her. And help her to understand things better than ever before. Right before I say amen, Barbara, I heard the other night you was at True Grit and you was singing.
Yes.
And you sang a song. And people were cheering you. And they want to know if you'll cut a record. No, they didn't say that. No, but they sure liked it. Yeah. And you liked it. You know what I remember about you? Many years ago, before you started coming here, I told Sam, God's going to give us all these houses. And I said, that little old lady over there, I don't know who she is, Sam, but I want her to be able to live there until she dies.
Amen.
Yeah, as long as she wants to. And that's the way it's been. And we're proud to have you here. We're very proud to have you here.
Amen.
God bless you. Now, I'll turn that up if you want me to turn it up.
I just want that other blanket.
Okay, let me get that other blanket.
It's okay. I'll wait. I'm cold.
Bless your heart. Which one of these girls did I show how to do that? One of my praise and worship team girls, go over here and turn this up 1 degree. I think it was you, wasn't it? Yeah, it was you. Praise God, I'm almost through. And here, this is a sign of the last days, man. False prophets, false messiahs, false things happening in the name of the Lord where many people can't tell if that's God or not. Now, the Antichrist is going to, we've had this before in history, but he is going to be a world leader. A world leader. And part of what happened to him is he's got a wound on his head and he seemed to get over it. That's what it says in the book of Revelation. And he is awful. But don't worry about him too much. Surely we won't be here when he's trying to force people to receive the mark, but I'm not going to receive the mark. I'd rather die, personally. And you know what? The word says Jesus is going to return to the Mount of Olives. And as he's going to set his feet on the Mount of Olives. And it says that Jesus is going to destroy, to annihilate, to kill the Antichrist, with his coming into the earth's atmosphere. That's who we're serving. Don't make a bigger thing out of him than he really is. Remember, he's the only one. And you know, when you tell him that, he can't take it. You're the only one that we know by name that you're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. What does he not torment you and try to tell you things and worry him? That's called resisting the devil. He will flee from you. He will flee from you. Let me tell you, one thing I've learned is that the devil will get on the run. He don't want to spend time with people that know the promises of God and they're not afraid to look him in the eye and say, get behind me, devil. He doesn't want to do it. I'm closing up a message to be familiar with Satan's schemes, with the way that Satan works. Everybody in this room, you have a right and you have the power, if you're a born-again believer, you have the power to resist the devil and get him off of you and get him off of your family, so on and so forth. Last Bible verse tonight, we're going to sum this up with the powerful, powerful work of our high priest and Savior Jesus in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 in the King James translation of the Bible says this, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." What that means is him that is practicing sin and they will not stop is of the devil. He that practiced sin. Now, the Bible says this in 1 John chapter 1, I think verse 7. If you say that you don't sin, you're a liar. Let me tell you, we're in this body, okay? We have a tempter here. All evil is loose on this planet right now. Except for God watching each and every one of us, we would be in terrible, terrible trouble. But as the word says here, he that committeth sin, who practices and will not release it, will not turn from sin. You don't want to do that because God will hold us accountable for that. And God knows your heart, okay? I bet you everyone in this room has said, I'm doing the best I can to overcome everything that I know I shouldn't be doing. Isn't that the truth? That's why you're here. Amen. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, God is, one of the ways God is destroying the works of the devil is through believers just like you. He'll use you to get the devil off of somebody in a big way. And it's thrilling when God uses you to lead somebody to Christ, to pray and something comes off of you that didn't need to be on you. And it's part of what I live for, and I love it. That's what I have for you tonight. I'm going to start saying this. For every message I have a highly readable, intelligent outline. You can have whatever ones, if there's something that you like and you want an outline for it. Now, just for this particular, I use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 places, and I had about 20. And I just picked the ones that I felt like the Lord wanted said tonight. And I didn't, when I had those 20, I didn't have them all. The Bible is full of abundance of good news for you. Full of it, just for you. Now we're going to take the next few moments, and I'm going to ask you to make an altar where you are or join me at the altar. And we're going to do what the Bible says. Let a person examine themselves first and then take communion. If there's something that shouldn't be in there, confess it privately to the Lord.